And this is why Our Lady, again, recently, 2 days ago, she gave us a message that is a dramatic message. Because if she has to repeat that, it means we have not understood yet. She says, put God in the center of your being. Don't wait. Don't wait. We have to put God in the center of our being. And God is not yet the center of our life. So take him in, Our Lady says. Put him at the center of your being. What does this mean? Here, my dear brothers and sisters, I want to make for you a powerful comparison. I know a priest, he's from Poland, but he speaks good French. He went to Medjugorje years ago, and this priest was taught by Our Lady through inner locutions. And Our Lady was telling him that she needed him to use him for the youth. But not only for the youth, to explain to her children the motherhood. So he learned, she taught him about motherhood and how the little baby, as soon as the conception had taken place, was fully present, was fully aware. And even if his body is tiny, 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 his conscience of love is entirely present already. It is so entirely present that he can understand in his own way, deep, deep in his soul, because his intelligence is not there yet. But his soul, his spirit is there completely. He can grasp, he can understand that his mother is at peace or not about his coming, his appearance in her womb. And we all know that if the mother is not at peace, if she's angry, if she's fearful, if she doesn't fit with the husband, if she rejects life, if she's not prepared for a new life in her womb, if she doesn't like the fact that she's a woman, she's the mother, and for many other reasons, that breaks her peace inside, the little one will be terribly wounded, and this will affect his attitude in the future. But on the contrary, if the mother likes the idea of life, if she's open to whatever life the Lord will give her, the little one will be thrilled inside. He'll feel that he's wanted, that he's welcome. And that will be a very important strength for his future. His backbone will be solid. You see what I mean, even if my words are not very... So I beg you, mothers, mothers who are mothers now and mothers who are going to be mother, I beg you, speak with your little one in the womb. Take him out in the nature and tell him, oh, look, look these trees, how beautiful they are. Look the sky, look the stars. I can't wait yet that you can see them with your own eyes. Wait, and you'll see the beauty of nature, the beauty of the creation. And you know, my little one, I'm so happy to carry you. I'm so happy that you've come to my womb, and I can't wait to see the color of your eyes. I cherish you, my little one. I love you so much, and my love, I know, will increase day by day. You are most welcome. And see the incredible relationship of love we'll have in the future. Oh, I can't wait to hug you in my heart. I can't wait to have you on my lap, to feed you with my milk. Oh, I can't wait. I love you so much. And let's pray together to the Creator that made you and that chose that you would go to my womb. And let's pray together. And when the mother prays with the little one is at peace and see the result in his life. He won't be wandering in the night. He won't be lost. He'll have a structure. He'll have an inner peace. He'll be prepared for a very good life with God. So what the priest told me, that surprised me because I did not know about it. He met a team of doctors and scientists that told him about a discovery that seems to be recent, that when a little egg of human egg is formed in the womb, the little egg just travels for 6 days in the fallopian tube. He travels, and he's at ease because it's his job to travel, no problem. It's normal. But on the seventh day, it's time for him to cling to his mother, to the wall of the uterus, and to make his way there, to be attached to her, and from that spot, to get her food, her blood, her whatever he needs to get from her, and to grow and to develop. But on that seventh day, what does he find? And this is a discovery. They discovered that the mothers, because she's already a mother, sometimes, because she's not well in her being, she doesn't accept that she's a woman, a wife. She doesn't accept her husband. She doesn't accept life. She's not at peace with her situation. She might secrete a product in her womb that prevents the little one to cling to her. And the Mother of God revealed to that priest the suffering of the little one striving to get in, to cling to her. The suffering of the innocent little life who finds out that he's not welcome, that he's not wanted, that it is awkward that he comes now. It's not the right time. It's not the right place. It's not the right way. And he understands that his life is nothing, that his life has no value, that his life is just good to go to the garbage because he's rejected. And because he has that power of life, he just comes from God. Freshly came from God, and he strives and he tries his best, desperately trying to cling to her. Mother, let me get in. Mother, accept me. Mother, please take me in. Don't reject me. And as our dear David sang the other night, let me live. Let me stay. And sometimes it works. He tried so hard that in spite of that product, he succeeds in clinging to his mother, but the crack had been made. And this little one will be severely wounded to the point to have an impossible life because he has an impossible heart. And these people, Our Lady pointed them out to the priest, and she told him, be the shepherd of those little ones. And he meets many young people now. Many hundreds of young people are looking for him, after him, because he has the charism, not only to understand the suffering of that seventh day. You know, it's not by chance, by the way, that is the seventh day, it's Shabbat. And the normal thing from the creation of God is that God has worked 6 days to make the world. And what did he do on the seventh day? He rested. He looked at his work and he said, That's good. That's very good. He enjoyed the fruit of his hands. He was at peace because he could enjoy what was made. And the little one on the seventh day deserved that Shabbat. He deserved that womb of his mother. He deserved that place of life to rest, because there is not a better way to rest than on the womb of the mother, of a heart that welcomes in love. That's the only rest we can expect from our mother and from God. The only rest is an exchange of love, of understanding, of peace. And I cannot help to compare, to identify Jesus with this little fetus guy, with this little one completely dependent of the way we will welcome him, suspended to what we will decide for him. And this is Jesus. Jesus is totally dependent. If he wants to work, and he loves to work, I won't insist on that. He loves to work, but if he wants to work, he needs to be taken in. He needs to be deeply inside, welcomed by us. And he's suspended the same way to our yes, to our openness to him, to his life, and to all the extent of his being, the infinite of his being, not 10% of God, not 50%, and surely not 99%, but 100% of Jesus wants to be there, wants to dwell, wants to abide within us. And Jesus constantly is knocking at our door. He's knocking at our door, but most of the time, he cannot make his way in us. And what prevents him to make his way in us? What is the obstacle? What is this little substance, this little product that makes our womb, our heart, not able to take him in? What prevents him to cling to us? Sin, of course.